Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I just love happy ending stories, don't you? I do. I really do. I love telling happy ending stories. What is a happy ending story? Well, it's a story that ends happily. Oh, you knew that. But seriously, what am I talking about? Happy ending story. What does Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, mean when he says happy ending story? A happy ending story is a defensive gun use that results in the victim surviving an encounter with a scumbag who attempted to deprive that victim of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, thereby immediately giving up his or her right to all three of the above instantly. The victim survives the attempted attack. Or the attack. Not attempted. It may be an attempted attack. Maybe it's the attack itself is underway, an ambush. But because that individual was armed, they are alive today. Their family is alive. Their spouse is alive. A neighbor is alive. The victim is alive. In some of these cases, the scumbag died in the process at the hands of the victim. Well, too bad. Couldn't care less. That person brought that on themselves when they attempted or made the decision to attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It's that simple. Makes no difference. If that person survives the attempt, well, good. They got lucky. What matters and what makes me happy is that the good guy survived. Who is the good guy? Well, I could tell you it could be a concealed handgun license holder, maybe a homeowner without a permit, maybe somebody living in a constitutional carry state that doesn't have to bow and kneel before Zod to get a permit, but whose state recognizes their constitutional right to bear arms. It doesn't have to be a gun. It could be a good old beat down of the bad guy. Really doesn't matter to me. To me, it's a happy ending story when the victim prevails. Let me give you an example of one, because I just love these stories. Ypsilanti, Michigan. Ipsy, know you guys well. Used to live in Ann Arbor when I was a kid. Lived there from the time I was 9 until the time I was about 14, or until the time I was about 15. Know Ipsy well. Went to my first rock concert at Yost Fieldhouse in Ipsy. Who did I see? I saw Bob Seger, the Silver Bullet Band, and a band called Stars. I'm dating myself, yeah, because at that time, Bob Seger was pretty much unknown, except to those of us inside Ann Arbor. That's a fact. CPL holder thwarts armed robbery attempt, police say. I love these stories. A guy with a concealed handgun license. Now, does he have to have a concealed handgun license to be able to defend himself from a criminal? I would submit to you no, but Michigan law says yes. So, under the circumstances, yes. That makes him law-abiding citizen. If he didn't have a concealed handgun license and he still had a handgun and he defended himself, does he not have the right because the state didn't grant him a piece of paper? Of course not. He still has the right to defend his life. And I don't think in today's day and age, any prosecutor, particularly if the person was a law-abiding citizen, would attempt to prosecute the man who just saved himself or maybe his family, right? Well, depends on where you live. But it's an interesting question. Tackle that some other time. But a man with a concealed handgun, according to the M Live piece, thwarted an attempted armed robbery on the evening of Saturday, May 20th, in Ipsy. Cops were called at about 11:55 to North Normal Street. Isn't that great? I love the names. Remember earlier in the week we were talking about, what's his name, Thomas Heartless, the murderer punk scumbag who blew his own head off after he viciously murdered his former girlfriend, her co-worker, and the chief of police, Kirkersville, Ohio. Normal Street. 62-year-old guy. 62-year-old guy reported that another person who was 54 approached him and attempted to rob him. 54 years old, you're doing street robberies, man? What, you know, come on. Talk about needing a life. Apparently, the 54-year-old loser demanded, you know, the typical stick-up thing, empty your pockets, that type deal. Or he was going to shoot the victim. The guy apparently had his gun or had his hand partially in a pocket. You know the routine. I mean, the guy's probably been watching too much TV. Yo, stick him up. Well, the 62-year-old was having none of that. He had a licensed concealed handgun. And I know. I'm like you. I hate that phrase. His handgun, he should license, whatever. The fact is that the Michigan law, and it's the law in four-fifths of the states that we have to have permits, but, you know, we can argue that all day long. The fact of the matter is this was a law-abiding citizen who had a concealed permit to carry a firearm in Michigan. He was 62 years old. He had every damn right to have the firearm. And he was operating under Michigan law. He pulled out his own gun. And get this. He pointed it at the scumbag who fled. Guy was later arrested and he's charged with armed robbery. The gun didn't go bang. Trigger wasn't pulled. Happy ending story. That's what happened to me. Same thing. Two people approached me. I pulled my firearm. End of two people approaching me. Thank God I never had to pull the trigger. So to those who write me or would write me and who have written me and said, you know, when I'm all about defending life, man, but it sounds like you're celebrating the death of someone. No, we're not. We're celebrating the life and the continued life of the victim who may or may not have been killed. That person does not have to worry about being killed walking down the street because a 54-year-old satellite radio moment guy decided to pull a stick up, imply that he has a firearm, and tell somebody to empty their pockets of the stuff that doesn't belong to the 54-year-old satellite radio moment guy. We celebrate the survival of the victim. Now imagine, if you will, in this case, the look on the face, hindsight, 2020. Let's try to inject some humor here. It's over and done with, and the victim survived, thank God. And the 54-year-old satellite radio moment guy is now going to be fed by the state. Probably being fed by the state anyway, frankly. But the fact of the matter is, can you imagine, after the fact, looking in that rearview mirror, what this guy was thinking? Oh my God, he's got a gun, a real gun. So my question to you is, is this being celebrated by anybody but me and you together on Armed American Radio? Yeah. Those of us who believe we have a right to keep and bear arms celebrate these things, but we don't hear about them. Did you hear about this before I told you about it? Probably not. If not, why not? Why isn't the media talking about this? Why isn't the media celebrating the life of the 62-year-old victim who survived? And by the way, didn't have to pull the trigger and harm the 54-year-old satellite radio moment guy. These are incredible human interest stories. You would think that the media would cover this. But they don't. And I continue to ask the question, why? Why don't they cover this? Well, of course we know the answer to that. The reason they don't cover it is because it exposes them. It exposes their lies and their hypocrisy. It proves to you what you already know, and proves to you what they're up to. They're not going to incriminate themselves. When we come back, some more happy ending stories. We're going to be taking a break here. Hopefully we can hear from Mr. Neil McCabe, but he's busy, and if he can call in, that's a good thing. If not, we'll just continue to tell you some more happy ending stories, because I've got a plethora of them here. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. Love happy ending stories. Just love them.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Pit bulls in the news. Pit bulls can be nasty dogs. Lots of dog lovers love pit bulls. I'm scared to death of pit bulls. I'll tell you why I'm scared to death of pit bulls. When I was in college, I lived off campus at Radford University in Virginia. And I had friends who had a house a couple blocks down the road from me. And next door to them, we used to call them townies, right? Remember that? Did you used to call them townies, the locals? Couple townies lived next door, rented the house next door to some friends of mine. And I remember being over there when the guys came over and introduced themselves. They were pretty close to our age, maybe 4 or 5 years older. They had jobs, they were working, they were locals. Nice guys. And he came over to warn us about his dog. We were there when he was moving in, when the neighbors were moving in. And the guys came over and said, look, we've got vicious dog in the backyard. The dog's name was Blackjack. It was a pit bull. And we used to sit out there and watch that thing hang from a tire, from a tree branch. They tied this, looked like a bungee cord. It had a tire on it. That dog used to come running out from the door, jump 4 feet up into the air and lock his jaws onto that tire and just hang there for hours. Now, I'm not going to say the guys were mean to the dog, but that dog got that way somehow. And I'd see him feeding that thing meat and everything else. And I watched it one time attack somebody who was out there at the wrong time, tried to get back up the stairs, and Blackjack went running up, grabbed him, and the guy was out there screaming like crazy. Pit bulls scare the crap out of me because I'll never forget that. And I know lots of people who have pit bulls that love their pit bulls. A neighbor of mine has one, loves her pit bull. Great dog, very loyal dog. Not all pit bulls are like that. But it doesn't matter to me because I remember that and I'll never forget that. That dog was absolutely vicious. What does this have to do with guns? Well, it has everything to do with guns. Pit bulls were in the news. You know, remember the Monster program on Sunday a few days ago? John Lott was on. CrimeResearch.org. And he's got a piece up there. I had been meaning to get to this and hadn't had a chance. 9 defensive gun uses by people legally carrying guns over 9 days. What do I call these? It's like I told you in the previous segment, right? Happy ending stories. Absolutely love happy ending stories. But the bad guy doesn't have to be a bad guy sometimes, does it? It can be an encounter. A happy ending story can also be a what? An encounter with an animal that results in the survival of the intended victim. Yeah, it happens, doesn't it? A pit bull was shot and killed Saturday when a man walking his dogs, Tom Cope, jumped into action to protect his beloved pets. If I didn't intervene, my dog would die. He says he was taking his 2 dogs. His dogs are Sergeant and Cotton. Now, Sergeant to me sounds like a big dog, right? And Cotton sounds like a little dog. I may be wrong. Oh, no, I'm right. Sergeant's a German Shepherd. Look at that. See, I was right. His 2 dogs, Sergeant and Cotton. He was taking them for their walk when a pit bull approached Sergeant, a German Shepherd, in what looked like an attack mode. Now, if you've ever seen a pit bull in attack mode, you know it. It doesn't look like attack mode. It's attack mode. That dog's going into it, and that dog's not going to stop. And if you've ever seen the damage they can do with their jaws, it's incredible. I've witnessed it firsthand. I saw a guy's ankle get torn to shreds. I'm telling you, that kid was lucky to be alive. But Cope said he didn't have time to react right away. He said, and I quote, he lunged, got my dog, got him on the neck, and he didn't let go. So what did Tom Cope do? He shot and killed the pit bull. That's a happy ending to me. Why? Because the victims, and yes, the guy was the victim. Just want to watch his dog killed. And his dog was the victim. Do you have a dog? How would you feel if a pit bull lunged at your dog and grabbed your dog by the throat? You had a firearm, you're going to do the same thing. Guess what? Police officer's going to do the same thing too. Oh, I think I've got another happy ending story about along those lines. What's good for the goose, good for the gander, right? So that too is a great happy ending story. Love these things. Asheville, North Carolina, May 15th. Convenience store owner shot somebody in an attempted robbery.
West Asheville, North Carolina. Suspect's alive. Police say there are active warrants out for a juvenile after the robbery. So convenience store operator shoots and kills bad guy, juvenile. Imagine that. That's a happy ending story. Juvenile's not dead. The bad guy doesn't have to die to make this a happy ending story. I want to make that point very clear. I do get emails from folks who say, I love what you do. I love what you do. But as a Christian, it just sounds like you're celebrating the death of people, and that's not the case. And that is not the case. We are celebrating the lives of the victims. That's a happy ending story. Whether it be from an animal or whether it be from a bad guy or gal, doesn't make any difference. Chicago Sun-Times, you got to love this, right? I wish we'd see more stuff out of Chicago about this. Instead, we keep a scorecard, right? Armed American Radio's been keeping a scorecard about Chicago for years. Sad and pathetic. Per capita, it's not the nation's murder capital. If I'm not mistaken, I'll have to double-check the numbers, but I believe St. Louis might have it beat per capita, but we'll see. Chicago police, you're gonna look. Let me tell you something, bad guys. You're gonna rob somebody in today's day and age. You better beware. You better understand that there are lots of us who have firearms, and we'll use those firearms to defend our lives. I've done it. See, carjacking. Guillermo Parada, 25 years old, and 22-year-old John Zuniga have both been charged with robbery. Armed robbery. Robbery while armed with a firearm. We can call that safely, call that armed robbery. 11:32 in the morning, broad daylight. Somebody standing by his car. These two satellite radio moment individuals, for those of you who might not know what that means bad word. Pick whatever you want. Something I could only say on satellite radio. Because I just don't have sympathy for these people. None. Absolutely none. Don't care anything about them. Don't care about their lives. Don't care what led them to that. Don't care about their crack habit, their meth habit. Don't care that they're tweakers. Don't care that their dads beat them. Don't care. None of it matters to me. These individuals have free will. If they're putting substances into their body that are turning them into armed robbers, free will. No sympathy for these folks. None whatsoever. They've earned whatever it is they get. And yes, if they die in the process, they've earned it. Carjacking somebody. Give me your keys. I want what you have. I'm taking your stuff, and I've got a gun, and I'm going to shoot you dead if you don't give it to me. Oh, no. Sometimes those tables get flipped. More happy endings when we come back after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom, not only today in the fastest hour of daytime radio, but every day of the week. We are on the airwaves somewhere around the country. Don't believe me? You got one of those little Amazon Echo things? You know, those little Amazon Echo Dots or Alexa or whatever she is? Ask it to play. Armed American Radio. You'll find us somewhere. Wonderful stuff. I have got a few of those things. And she plays it whenever I ask for it. If it's airing somewhere, she will find it for you and play it. In the meantime, do yourself a favor, please. I talk about this every day, because I care about you if you carry a firearm. I live this lifestyle. This is the lifestyle I live, the armed lifestyle. I live it. It's not something I just talk about. I live it. I carry a firearm with me every day. I didn't used to. I've had a permit for decades. But I always used to say, if a criminal decided to pick on me at any given moment or any given day, there was a 50-50 shot that criminal would run into an armed victim, because I hadn't yet made a decision to carry a firearm with me every day on my person. I've been reading you some happy ending stories, talking to you about some happy ending stories, paraphrasing some of these stories. I love them. They're great. Before I go back, and we do have Neil McCabe on the line, by the way. We're going to go to Neil here in just a moment. But before I go any farther, I want to send you over to USCCAOnAir.com, as I do every single day. All you have to do is activate your self-defense shield today, claim your new turbocharged benefits, and become instantly prepared to protect yourself and your family from the unforeseen, and it is not necessarily unforeseen in the sense of how much is it going to cost me, legal and financial aftermath of self-defense, lawful self-defense we're talking about here. This program, the Self-Defense Shield, covers all weapons, up to $1.125 million. And you ask about all weapons, feet, hands, if you've got to pick up a stick, it doesn't matter. Makes no difference. All weapons, if you have to use something to defend your life, you're covered. Provides up to $1.125 million in insurance-backed Self-Defense Shield protection, expert witness coordination, upfront, no out-of-pocket coverage. There's no reimbursements here. It pays you. You don't have to... You're not looking to get 80% of what you lay out back. No, 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 no. It pays up front. And you also have the USCCA Legal Advisory Board. You've heard some of those attorneys here on the program. They're great. I call those segments the legalese segments. They're wonderful. And these guys have got your back, and the USCCA has your back. This is peace of mind, utterly total peace of mind if you carry a firearm. Now, I carry a firearm with me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I never leave my house without a firearm, period. That firearm is with me. And I have this insurance. And I sleep well at night. So I ask you, what is your peace of mind worth, okay? Please head over to USCCAOnAir.com. Find out why this is the single number one best insurance, self-defense insurance product on the market. There's nothing close to it. Nothing. Imitators, but nothing close, I promise you. Compare them. USCCAOnAir.com. All right, let's go over to Neil. I've got more happy ending stories for you, too. I don't know, if, now that we have Neil on the phone, don't know if we are going to have time for more happy ending stories. Love him very much. But, Neil, welcome to the program. Hey, man, we're about a day away from the kickoff of the Memorial Day weekend. You ready, brother?
It always sneaks up on me, like Christmas and Easter. But I guess it's upon us. And so we're very excited.
It is upon us. So, listen, you're up in Washington right now, right? Can you give us any dope? What do you know that we need to know? Let's ask you about national reciprocity under the current political climate, and you are neck deep in this stuff in D.C. With everything that's been going on with the media, which I'm sensing now a little bit of a quiet down while Trump's been out of the country, since he's been out of the country over and, you know, playing around in Saudi Arabia and Israel and so forth. But I'm starting to see a little bit of backtrack on some of that old stuff we were talking, you know, Comey and all that garbage that was just inundating us in the news. Are you sensing that, or is it just me?
Well, the fever broke last week, and it was very interesting to me because the Democratic leaders, specifically Pelosi, but also the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, basically started dialing back all this impeachment talk. And right. We saw 2 or 3 weeks ago, we saw Nancy Pelosi actually telling fellow Democrats, hey, let's back off criticizing opponents of abortion. Many people in my family are against abortion, and they're Democrats just like everybody else. And what you're seeing is you have the Republican leadership isn't stepping up to defend Trump, but you actually have Democratic leaders saying, hey, back off, because we're going to get a little ahead of our skis. And that fever broke absolutely with the appointment of the special counsel. Because not only what it does is it sort of says, okay, here's a guy who can look at it, and whatever he finds, he finds. But it also means that Congress is out of the game. So there's going to be no more hearings, no more investigations, because if anybody is asked to testify before Congress, the first thing they ask for is like, well, great, why don't you grant me criminal immunity for everything I testify about, which is perfect, because anything you've ever done in your life, you just tell the congressmen and the senators, and it's like getting a pardon. So I would say politically, the attacks on Trump have definitely sort of broken off, and this trip is going off very well. What you're really asking about, though, Mark, is the agenda. How does the agenda move forward? And, you know, national reciprocity is something that you and I have been talking about. I mean, since I think it may have been the first topic we ever talked about when I came on the show. And right. So we come up with, you know, in the 2012 and in 2014 and now in 2016, you know, the Republicans said all the right things. But when they actually got into office, they basically screwed the pooch. Cornyn is supposed to be driving the train on the national reciprocity. You'll remember that he filed a bill in the last session, and that bill didn't even make it to the Judiciary Committee. Cornyn is the second most powerful Republican, in the Senate. And so you can better believe that whatever he wants, he gets. And so, it's a two-year session, so maybe he's holding back. But the problems the Republicans are going to run into, the congressional Republicans, Capitol Hill Republicans, is that in these midterms coming up in 2018, people are going to say, hey, we gave you the House. You said you needed the Senate. We gave you the Senate. You said, oh, wait, we need the White House. So now you have the House, the Senate, the White House, and I haven't seen anything yet. And look at that. I'm not sure when the date is. Maybe you have it in front of you. But that Montana seat, that House seat to replace Ryan Zinke, who's now the Interior Secretary, that's going to be a very tough race. The Democrats are very strong in Montana because there's a very strong presence of unions. People, a lot of these conservative states have a relatively strong Democratic Party because of the union presence in that state. And so, are the Republicans running on gun rights? Absolutely not. And so if they ran on gun rights in Montana, you'd think they'd win, but they would rather lose than run for gun rights, apparently.
Well, guns are coming up in the Montana race on both sides. Both are claiming to be, gun rights proponents. You have to in Montana, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. They're firing back at each other in that mode. But you're right, because we go to the agenda. That's what I love having about you, man. You're right on top of this stuff. It's fun to listen to. Because we see, as you said, the fever broke. I'm glad you led up with that. Great segue. Now we talk about that agenda. And that agenda now is, what have you done for me? As you mentioned, we give you the House. You said you wanted the Senate. We gave you the Senate, the White House. Trump has now spoken to the National Rifle Association, Neil, as you know, two times. First sitting president since Reagan in 1983 to do that. He is committed. He is all in. There's going to have to be movement. Now, we've got 30 seconds. Can you stay with me through the break, Neil?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. We've got one more segment to end this program, and I'm glad you can stick with me. Because we're going to run out of time. We've got to see something before the midterms, and that's kind of where I want to go with you here. Trump is all in on this, and people like me are going to expect something done. You've told us twice now, once as a candidate, once as a president, and you came to our home to do it. So let's talk about that with Neil McCabe up on Capitol Hill when we come back right after this here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. To wrap up this hour as we get close to Memorial Day weekend, we'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, one more segment to go here. A day before we begin kicking off the Memorial Day weekend. Going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow I'll give you a grilling while armed recipe on the Daily Show because I can. And, well, a lot of you grill on schedules, you know, like holiday weekends. And then Labor Day you put your grills away. So I'll go ahead and entertain you who do that. But Neil knows better than that because when he's in Boston, he goes out to get some ribs. Neil, how you doing?
Yeah, really. This is not all I'm working for.
Well, you know, I was actually listening to a segment. I was listening to a segment that you did with me back in 2013 where you made that absolutely classic hysterical comment when we were talking about, you know, I'm finna to go get some barbecue. And you said, you know what we say in South Boston? We say, hey, do you want to go and get some ribs? That became an all-time classic. Neil McCabe, welcome back to the show. Let's wrap this up. Now, as I close out the last segment, Trump is in, man. He's all in here. And as a gun owner, as a gun rights activist, as the host of Armed American Radio, as an author, as a columnist, what he said to me matters. Where are we with this? Are we going to see some action on national reciprocity before the midterms? I'm thinking he kind of has to.
Let me just throw this out there that, you know, the question conservatives are asking themselves is, you know, does 2017 Trump beat 2016 Trump? And that's really the comparison. But when it comes to guns, this is not a position that was forced upon him. Our very good friend Emily Miller interviewed mm-hmm. Donald Trump a number of times about shooting and his gun collection, and she included it in her book, Emily Gets Her Gun. I spoke to Eric Trump. The middle son, Eric. And Eric told me that between him and Don Jr., they have about 250 guns. And Eric confirmed to me that he was the one who wrote the Second Amendment platform for the Trump campaign. And of course, you know that he's very active in competitive shooting. So this is something that these guys, you know, it's part of them. I mean, these guys right. really love to hunt. it's not like they just put on their Elmer Fudd costume like John Kerry and just sort of have picture taken, you know, walking around with a shotgun. But the question is it going to move on Capitol Hill? You know, is Speaker Ryan going to let that thing through? And, you know, that's really the question. I don't believe that the Republican leadership on Capitol Hill is necessarily pro-gun. I'm absolutely convinced that the leadership staffers on Capitol Hill for the Republicans are absolutely anti-gun, and they think that guns are for crazy people. I mean, you know, it's like you hear them talking amongst themselves, and you really wonder if they realize, you know, that the Republican Party is supposed to be the conservative party. And so it's going to take a lot of work. I think guys like Rand Paul, like Ted Cruz on the Senate side, I think a lot there are some conservatives on the House side that are going to work on it, but you know that's the real question. It's and I guess that to follow up that thought, Mark, Trump right now is drinking from the fire hose. He's got so much going on that you know I wonder if he's going to be able to sort of stop what he's doing and reach down for that national reciprocity or some of those other gun rights agenda things. It's going to be up to the conservatives in the House and Senate to basically pass it and put it on his desk. I do not see that happening before the end of this year. It's going to have to be, and we're looking at a 2018 process, because as you mentioned, we're coming up on Memorial Day, a day that we sort of mark and honor our war dead, and that's also the sort of the unofficial start of summer, and that's also summer for Congress, and there's nothing's going to get done in the summer. They're going to come back in September. They're going to have to pass that budget, and then basically you hit you hit Columbus Day, you hit Halloween, you hit Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and we're back into January.
Yeah, it's going to happen quick, and I think I don't disagree with you at all regarding this year. This year is going to fly by. We're going to look down. It's going to be Christmas. It's going to be over. But 2018, before the midterms, gun owners are going to be looking for a victory here. Republicans in both the House and the Senate, we're going to want to see, constituents are going to want to see some movement on that issue in that first 2 years prior to those midterms. And they're going to start feeling some pressure from the quote-unquote gun lobby in order to get something done. I'm confident of that. Would you agree with that?
Well, I'm confident that we need it, not only because it's something that was promised, but also it forces incumbent Democrats, especially the ones in these conservative states, to take a position on guns. And you're either for or against. And, you know, by not putting these bills up for votes, what it does is it takes in a lot of conservative Republican challengers running for these House and Senate races who would love to have a Democrat vote against gun rights. But because the leadership doesn't want to touch it, it also means that these incumbents are sort of, they have that issue taken off the table for them. You know, going back to Cornyn, you know, Cornyn, you know, his big bill in 2014, 2015 was he was trying to expand background checks. And, you know, so, you got to figure where this guy's head is at.
All right. Let me throw another. And I kind of hate to do this because I hate to make political predictions. You know how tough it is. It's difficult.
Well, I love predictions, Mark. So let's
I know you do. I know you do. Where does the House fall in 2018?
The Republicans keep the House and the Republicans keep the Senate. Remember, in the Senate, There are only 8 Republican seats up for grabs, and I think there's like 22, 23 Democratic seats that they have to defend. The Republicans have an opportunity to pick up seats because there are Democrats running in 2018 in states that Trump won.
Right.
But I think that opportunity, they're basically going to hold water. I don't see them making gains, and I see them holding on to the House. But it's going to get ugly.
How many seats in the House needed to flip it? 24?
Something like it. It's 22. 20, it'll be 24 when they're up to full strength at 2018. Yeah.
Okay.
So
All right, so you're predicting on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense now that the Republicans hold water. The Republicans hold the House and hold the Senate. Does the
Correct.
Media onslaught, which is going to continue against Trump, change the dynamic as we get closer to 2018 when the liberal progressive heads continue to pop like zits along with their friends in the mainstream press, which is what is going to happen? You're going to start to see a little bit of an anti-gun bend in the press if reciprocity begins to make news. Is that going to change the dynamic that could hurt us in the House?
It's not going to change the dynamic because there's going to be enough congressmen who are going to actually stand up. And I think Trump is going to give them some cover on guns. I think Trump, by showing up at the NRA, has basically signaled to people that this isn't toxic. This isn't poison, talking about the NRA, talking about guns. It actually, he ended up in the White House. The problem is that it's an opportunity lost because they could really pick up some seats in the Senate, and the House is going to be tricky. But I see the Republicans holding on to the House just if only because we're still riding the way the seats were divvied up from the 2010 census.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a little nerve-wracking. The 2018 is going to be a little bit nerve-wracking, these midterms, no doubt about it, only because the media is going to be coming after us in ways we've never seen before, that much we know. And gun owners, you all have a very vested interest in the turnout of the 2018 midterms, no question about it. Feel confident, though. I feel pretty comfortable. I've predicted it before. I'll predict it again. I believe national reciprocity will make its way through the House and Senate. Neil, thank you, brother, for everything. Enjoy your weekend beginning tomorrow. Always great to have you on the program. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back tomorrow. We'll do a grilling while armed recipe with you. Neil McKay, Breitbart News. Make sure to read everything he writes over there. Thanks, Neil. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.